News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Many organisations connected with sight loss stress the importance of keeping up regular and reasonably frequent checks on one's eyesight. They make the point that the first diagnosis of having vision impairment, so becoming sight impaired or partially sighted, should not be regarded as a one-off assessment of a person's eyesight, not least because even if someone's vision deteriorates further, or especially if it does, there can be helpful suggestions that could be made by qualified professionals to help someone to make the most of whatever residual vision they have, even as that changes over time. And as Anita Plant, who's a low vision advisor at the Partially Sighted Society, told us, there's another very good reason why someone should have their eyesight checked on a regular basis after becoming vision impaired.
The thing is, when you go to have an eye test, it's not just your vision that gets tested. The eyes are an indicator of other things going on within your body. And quite often things can be picked up from the optician, from looking into the eye, that you may not be aware of, such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, and so on like that. So quite often those things that might be missed by other health professionals can be picked up by that sight test, and you can be then sort of referred on and treated accordingly.
So there's a broader picture here about the health of the whole body that can be seen through the eyes. But if someone is partially sighted or sight impaired and they notice a difference in the residual vision that they have, they may need brighter light, stronger magnifiers. They feel they need more help to make the most of whatever vision they do have. Is that a cue to definitely go back and get the eyes checked?
Yeah, I think it's a good place to start, because you want to sort of make sure that there's not been any change in the prescription, because even though it might not sort of make a massive difference in terms of the visual acuity, it might make a difference in terms of any magnifiers or aids and things that you're using, that your eye might have changed slightly just in terms of the focusing power, and you might need something different to help you use those aids and equipment better than you're doing so at the moment. So it is always a good idea to review that on a regular basis, and also just in terms of making sure that things like the pressures in your eye are okay, that there's no new conditions that have popped up, or that there's no recurrence, for example, in a macular degeneration, that you might have been discharged because it's been treated, but you know, if it's reoccurred, you know, you need to get that looked at and monitored on a regular basis still. And an optician, you know, having a sight test is a good place to have that done.
You mentioned magnifiers. There are, I presume, a range of daily living aids, magnifiers, I guess, chief amongst those, but other aids that could have been used in a milder form. I mean, you can look at a desktop magnifier or whatever it is and say, well, I just need to now step it up. So there are aids and adaptations that can be made as maybe residual vision deteriorates.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and that's why within our low vision service, we have our sight test facility, and we have the optometrist who will assess all of that, and we will work together in terms of saying what exactly is the remaining vision, what acuity have we got, and what magnification do we need in order to help you do what you want to do. And in a majority of the cases, we're not improving, we don't give glasses, but it's just making sure that we've got all our ducks in a row in terms of making the best use of the vision on a regular basis. See, a regular high street optician is not necessarily going to have access to the magnification, but they can then refer accordingly if need be, or, you know, make a recommendation. Because it's a shame for people not to be using things that might help because they've not been aware of it. You know, if there's something better out there that could help them do what they want to do more efficiently, then it's a shame not to have access and look into that.
Now, in terms of getting correct medical advice, it is, of course, your ophthalmologist or optometrist who can help. And a low vision assessment is, as we heard, always a good thing to get done on a reasonably frequent basis. If nothing else, you can get the latest practical advice about daily living products, from magnifiers to lighting, and a whole lot more that is relevant to your particular eye condition and level of sight. As far as living with sight loss and daily living equipment is concerned, two sources of information and products for this are the Partially Sighted Society, phone 01 302 965 195. That's 01 302 965 195. Email anita.plant, spelt A-N-I-T-A dot P-L-A-N-T, at partsight, spelt P-A-R-T, sight.org.uk. And they also carry out full low vision assessment. You can also contact the RNIB, phone 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or email helpline@rnib.org.uk. And they can also advise about where you can go to get a low vision assessment.